The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
So good morning to you once again, Trinidad and Tobago. Miss Dana Lewis is on the line with us. Good morning to you, Miss Lewis.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, good morning. Can you briefly tell us about yourself, how you got involved in this area of profession, and what made you choose to become a fitness trainer?
So it all started, so I have to go way back before I start to speak about PCOS. So with me, personal training or fitness has always been part of my life since I was like 5 years old. I came from a family who always believed in fitness and taking care of your body. And throughout life, all the different stages of life, I always took physical fitness personally until it became a time where, you know, people used to come up to me and ask, hey, how did you do this? What do you do that? Can you guide me? You know, can you help me? And eventually that led me to becoming certified because I noticed it was my passion. So for me, personal training is like my passion meeting my purpose. It brings me a lot of joy and I really do love doing it. So when it comes to PCOS, it all stems from my own struggle of dealing with PCOS. I got diagnosed at 16. Of course, several doctors it took to diagnose. I didn't just go to one. Mm-hmm. And while having these struggles and facing the impact of PCOS myself, like I understood the needs and concerns for other women who also struggle with PCOS. So I decided to dive into that actually and put more focus into helping women like myself navigate exercising, you know, nutrition with their PCOS symptoms.
So I first want to define what PCOS is. And the age that you gave when you were diagnosed is pretty young. Could you define what it is? Let me do it. It's a condition in which the ovaries produce an abnormal amount of androgens, male sex hormones, that are usually present in women in small amounts. The name polycystic ovary syndrome describes the numerous small cysts that form in the ovaries. The question that immediately came to mind when you said how old you were when you were diagnosed, is it something that is normally affects women of that age?
It affects women. Scientific research shows that it affects women from reproductive age. I have clients that come to me and they are of 14 years of age struggling with PCOS. So I guess it does affect women or girls from mm-hmm. that younger age.
And what are some of the warning signs of PCOS?
So some of them, this is based on my signs that I've seen, signs from my clients. Irregular periods, infertility issues. They do have excessive hair loss, trouble sleeping. Of course, overweight and insulin resistance.
Wow. In terms of your own journey with PCOS, what were some of the things that you overcame? And what are some of the tips that you can give to someone who's hearing this for the first time?
So my journey was, I'd say, a unique one. I didn't first initially have signs of PCOS. I just got stomach pain, went to the doctor and got diagnosed. Because PCOS affects everyone differently. It's a very individualized thing. Mm-hmm. So for me, when it started to affect me mostly, I would say would have been maybe around 2019. And I started to gain weight. And I'm like, I'm eating healthy. I'm doing the right things. Why am I gaining weight? And to just realize that this was one of the effects of PCOS. So I gained over 56 pounds from 2019 to say 2023. Mm-hmm. And I have, with that, became the irregular periods, the acne, hair loss. and I got like a lot of issues with sleeping.
Mm.
And for me, I had to like find individualized changes in my diet. I have to dig deep in my diet. I had to stop drinking alcohol, be very healthy, and also exercise. I had to pay attention to the types of exercise that I did. I love high intensity exercises, and I realized that wasn't working for me. So I had to do slower reps exercises, just simple walking. So one thing when it comes to exercise and PCOS is there, a lot of women think when you're trying to lose weight that they should just go and start a regime and start, you know, exercising intensely every day. And mm-hmm. unfortunately, that doesn't work for women with PCOS because that tends to raise our cortisol levels. And when your cortisol levels are raised, or the stress hormone levels raise, it actually leads to the same issue you're trying to stop, avoid, which is gaining.
So as you mentioned the hormones, how does the hormones play a part in the disease?
So hormones such as insulin, cortisol, stress hormone, and androgens become very imbalanced. So if you want to go to speak about insulin, most women with PCOS, not all, struggle with insulin resistance. And that directly affects your blood sugar levels, and it affects how you store and gain weight, together with androgens, excessive androgens, and high levels of cortisol, the stress hormone. So those three hormones hand in hand actually affects how your body distributes and stores fat. And this is why most women gain this thing called PCOS belly, which is very difficult to lose, and that is excessive fat around your stomach area.
And that would have encouraged your fitness journey to become a fitness trainer, because you would have had to tailor your own exercises to target the problems that you just mentioned, the increase in fat, controlling your cortisol levels. Tell us about that journey in understanding what exercises and routines would have benefited you rather than be in the reverse.
Okay, so for me, standard, say for example, a week of working out for me will look like I would include slow weighted exercises. So either at gym or at home, I'll do slow rep exercises, and every other day I would just walk simply for 30 minutes. And this is the exact exercises that I give to my clients, not the exact movements, because of course I tailor their regime that would be specific to their goals. But when I have adapted that routine, it's worked in wonders, and within like 3 weeks I started to see results in no time.
So you started looking at, as you said, you started off with lower impact routines, because the faster ones did what exactly?
So the high intense exercises, that is over 30 to 45 minutes, actually what it was doing, it was elevated my cortisol levels. And not just mine alone, because this is scientifically proven, it actually affects all women with PCOS this way. So when women with PCOS or myself do these high impact exercises for more than 45 minutes, what happens is your body releases this stress hormone, because your body is now under stress, and that stress hormone called cortisol. And cortisol is actually the thing that we are trying to lower in PCOS. As I mentioned before, that it aids the way your body now stores and distributes fat and all the other symptoms it may come with. Mm-hmm. So by doing that constantly, I continue to like increase my cortisol levels, which just, it made no sense. It cast off each other.
In terms of food, what were some of the foods that you enjoyed that you had to give up on? Because I mean, Trinise love food. I mean, ladies even more. What were some of the things that you had to give up?
Oh, yeah, I do. I really do love food. But I had to give up. Well, I had to give up to have in moderation and pay attention to, because everything is always about moderation. So I had to pay attention to my fat intake. So a lot of processed foods I gave up on, or I tried to limit to once a month.
Mm-hmm.
Salty, like added salt, added sugar, I paid attention to things like my meal timing, portion control, sticking to foods from the Caribbean, six food groups, generalized healthy eating.
And did you, well, you would have stayed away from oils as well, anything with high fat content. Yeah. And in terms of medication, did you have to increase or find medication that was appropriate for your system?
So when it comes to medication, this is always a medical professional, a doctor's approach. Mm-hmm. So for me, I did not go around the route of having any medication for my PCOS because it's something that I didn't believe in. And my doctors truly believe that I could have done this without the medication. Mm-hmm. Also, I wasn't insulin resistant, so I didn't hardly need to take the medication surrounding that. So what I personally did for myself is together with my doctor's approval, because I mean, there is nutrient to drug interaction, so I'm very careful with that. We sat down and I took a cocktail of supplements that worked for me. So things like omega-3 fatty acids and B-complex, iron, folate, like those kinds of things I took for myself, and it did help in my journey.
So you replaced the bad fats with good fats, basically.
Sorry?
You replaced the bad fats with good fats, basically.
Well, in terms of the diet aspect, mm-hmm. the bad fats, well, yes, because I stayed away from processed foods. If you're talking about supplementation, I did include the omega-3 fatty acids to my diet in a supplementation form, yes.
Mm-hmm. And okay, so someone who's listening to the program right now and would like to start their own fitness regime, what are some of the I want to say beginner exercises that they can do until they, let's say, contact you so that they could get the full program from you, seeing as you're a full fitness trainer now?
Yes. So if you are at home with no equipment, I would say start off simple with body weight exercises. You can't go wrong from there. From squats to lunges or push-ups, these things do help. Also, pelvic floor exercises such as deep bridges, clamshells, those simple exercises work. But I must stretch on walking every day for 30 minutes. It doesn't just 30 minutes. You can stop three times a day for 10 minutes, as this simple routine actually helps women with PCOS regulate their hormones. It's very simple. So just start, you could just start off walking every day for just 30 minutes.
Right. Simple, low impact. You could do it around the savannah during the cool time, and that will increase, I guess, your feeling of, you know, well-being, and it will be a movement to changing your overall lifestyle, starting off slow.
Yes.
All right, Miss Lewis, any other tips you would like to give us? And you could also give your contact info for anyone who would like that specific type of fitness plan for their, well, for those who are suffering with PCOS, as you mentioned before.
So in terms of tips when it comes to PCOS, I would say always liaise with your doctor, know exactly what is happening to your body, then adopting an exercise routine, staying very, very consistent with your routine, because consistency is key. Mm-hmm. And also generalized healthy eating. But however, if your symptoms, say if you have insulin resistance and you need help to manage that, always seek like advice from a registered dietitian or one of a qualified nutrition professional.
And lastly, what would be the one food that trainees believe that, you know, we could get away with, but you highly recommend that we stay away from? What would be that one food?
So there's no particular food I'll be like, hey, yeah, stay away from, because everything is key balance and moderation. But what we need to pay attention to is our processed foods, those high fat foods. That is one of the key that we need to, you know, look key foods that we need to look at when it comes to managing PCOS symptoms, and foods that are high in added sugar.
All right. So just thinking of all the very nice things that we like to eat and saying, Lord have mercy, that's going to be very difficult for some of us. But I enjoyed speaking with you, Miss Lewis. Sorry, what did you say?
It's never really about stopping. It's really about moderation. Mm-hmm. That's the thing.
Moderation in everything. Yeah, we have to remember that. That was Ms. Dana Lewis. Thank you so much for taking the time out to talk to us about these issues and giving us more information on PCOS. I know that, unfortunately, it seems to be something that is occurring a lot more in young women especially, which is unfortunate. But thank you so much for giving us the information.
You're most welcome. It's something I really, really love doing. I really love helping and empowering women along their fitness journey.
Thank you so much for joining us.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.